This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, indeed. Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show. Hopefully you're having a great day. We've got Oversight Committee Chair James Comer from the great state of Kentucky on the program today. Plus a return visit from Dr. Jesse Lopez, new information on the jabs, new information on myocarditis, new information you need to know. And a lot of this information is actually coming from the NIH, which is run by Anthony Fauci, where they're suddenly starting to come around to agree with what you've heard on this program from Dr. Jesse and others for a long, long time. We've got that for you. Plus, I'm going to ask you the question, are you better off today than you were 2 years ago before Biden took office? Because Joe Biden keeps saying that you're better off today. And that he somehow has lowered the deficit, which he hasn't. And Kamala Harris went to Arizona today. Is she going to go to the border? Got a lot to get to. And you're not going to believe it, but Karine Jean-Pierre is asked a bunch of questions that she just doesn't answer. No, Carrie, I'm serious.
What? No.
Right?
That's not
right.
That can't be true. No.
It just sounds like a new thing on a Friday. Okay, that's right. Give me some strings. Come on, horn section. That was me. Lots of cheese today. Cheese day.
No,
Carrie, too.
No.
Way to go.
No.
Polo's in the house. Sam getting it done. On a Friday.
Friday.
That's right, Bob.
Thank God it's... Thank God it is Friday.
Let's go.
Friday.
Uh-huh.
Thank God it's... Thank God it is Friday.
Hey, let's make it a free speech Friday. What do you think? I think it's a darn good idea.
Freedom.
Freedom. Uh-huh.
Freedom.
Say what?
Freedom.
Bring it up.
Freedom.
Do 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 da da ba ba da ba do da ba ba da ba do. Hopefully you're having a great day. We've had a solid week, man. We keep on trying to bring it for the people. As I said, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, who is all up to his knees in these Biden documents, we talk about what's likely to happen. Also, trying to drain the swamp and get rid of the deep state. You know, the DOJ has been weaponized. We've got cases of how the DOJ has been weaponized, and we've had these cases for a long time, like the J6 detainees. Why are they still behind bars? How many people were actually working for the government or the DOJ at that riot at the Capitol that day? Also, the Biden documents, the weaponization of the DOJ against people like parents who want to be heard in school board meetings. All that's going on. It is. And we talked to James Comer about that. He's a straight shooter, tells you exactly what he's trying to do. We get into Hunter Biden. We get into all sorts of stuff. Make sure you stick around. That'll be hour two. Then we've got Dr. Jesse Lopez, hour three. We're going to talk about exactly what we're learning about the COVID shots. You know, I don't know if you guys saw this, but I've had Ezra Levant on from Rebel News out of Canada a few times on this program. He's in Davos this week, and he's asking, I think the guy's name is Albert or Alberto, isn't it? Borla, the guy from Pfizer? I know it's Borla. I don't know. I think his first name is Albert.
Sure,
could be wrong about that. Who knows? But Levant puts a microphone in his face. Hey, when did you know that this didn't stop transmission? Why did you lie to people about the shots? And Borla says, have a good day. That's it. That's all you get out of the guy. So the fact that the emperor is not wearing any clothing is becoming obvious to everybody. And the story they've been trying to give us for 2 years, two plus years, almost three now, is unraveling. And it should be. We deserve to know the truth. So Dr. Jesse's going to unravel a lot more of that later on as well. I saw a soundbite earlier, and I did not grab it in time, but Joe Biden says that it's clear our economic policies are working. We're improving the economy from the bottom up and from the middle out. I don't even know what that means. Sounds like you're getting fat. Not only from the top down. This is something that Karine Jean-Pierre keeps saying as well, something about building it from the bottom up, the middle out, not only the top down. I don't know how you build the economy from the bottom up. I don't know how that happens. Because I work for billionaires. It doesn't really matter if you like it. The company that I work for, and then the station that I work for, a lot of them, are run by very, very rich people. Thank God I've got a lot of independent stations that are run by independent owners and operators who like us as well. But most of people in this country who work for corporate America, and I'm a blue-collar talk show host that does, part of my pay is from corporate America. We are being paid by billionaires. Billionaires employ us. Multi-billion dollar companies get to employ most Americans. There's nothing wrong with the economy going from the top down because the top is the one that they're hiring us. I've never been hired by a poor person. I've never had a check signed by a poor person for my pay. Now, I've been poor. I've been where I had no money at all. I mean, I wasn't homeless poor, but man, had the car repossessed and was evicted from the apartment, had to stay with mom and dad for a while, whatever, till you get your feet back on the ground. But there was nobody who was at a lower pay rate or a lower economic status than I was that was paying me to work for them. So vilifying those who've done well, vilifying the companies and corporations that employ people, that's just stupid. I don't know why they keep saying it's from the bottom up. You can't possibly, unless you've got universal, you know, wages going out to people, which a lot of people want. There's some idiots out there who want to give people $1,200 a month free. I don't want to do that. I want to earn it. But there is no building it from the bottom up. You make an atmosphere, lower taxation, lower regulation, that does in fact implore employers to build more brick and mortar, hire more digital, do whatever they make more widgets, whatever it is that they do. You incentivize that by lowering the cost of doing business. Which is, by the way, what Trump did and Biden is not doing. Biden has sent people out checks because of COVID to keep your ass at home and not go to work because you were told to your face you weren't essential. I'm here to say everybody's essential. Period. So Biden keeps on being asked about the economy and he keeps on lying that it's getting better. I do have a secondary lie from Joe Biden, which is that somehow he's lowered the deficit or the debt, and in 10 years, he's going to lower it even more or something. This has never made any sense. This has been thoroughly debunked. By the way, wages have gone up at the slowest rate in 40-plus years under Joe Biden's economic plan. Why is that important? Because you're like, hey, they went up. What are you complaining about? Well, if inflation is 8.5 or 8.2 or whatever the lie is today, it's 5-point-something percent every month. Have your wages gone up 8% every month? Have your wages gone up 5% every month? Or are you seeing less money in your pocket because of higher costs at the grocery store, higher costs at the gas pump, higher costs for anything you want to buy, higher costs to live? The cost of living has gone up a lot. Inflation has gone up a lot. Your wages, my wages, have not gone up in a commensurate rate. They just haven't. But Joe Biden keeps saying dumb stuff like, our economic plan is working bottom up, middle out, top down. Then he says this about the debt.
So what we've actually done, Mayor, we've actually cut the deficit on a yearly basis. In the first year, because of what you... Now, I'm not being solicited because...
What? First of all, what he just said doesn't make any sense. He hasn't cut any debt or deficit. That's not true. It just isn't true. But he keeps saying it as if we're just going to buy it. Now, that's been thoroughly debunked over and over, but I guess there's a portion of the audience, either on my show or the audience that he's talking to, that will just buy it. So it's a simple question. I'm going to open the phone lines, and I just posted something like this over on my Instagram. Go check out the Come On video, where I just ask you a question. Give me a comment. Go follow the Instagram on there, or call them to the show. Are you financially better off today? Because some of you are. I mean, I'm not stupid. Some of you got better jobs, and you're making more money. But are you financially better off as a whole, taking into account the wages you're making, the job you do or don't have, the cost of living? What's a carton of eggs today, Carrie? Is it $6, $7, $8 where we live?
It's close to $5, yeah, for a dozen around here.
It's like $8 in California.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are memes about the value of eggs today. about, I'm saving up for a carton of eggs one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I'm almost there. Yeah. Some people are making payments for the carton of eggs on some of these memes. So are you better? And again, as a whole, you might be making more money. I'm not making more money than I was before, but I do fine. I'm not complaining about me specifically. But if somebody were to ask, are you economically better today than you were when Biden took office? The answer is no. Are you? And take everything into account, the cost of everything, gas, goods, food, all of it, cost of living, your rent, your mortgage. I've seen my insurance or my property taxes go up by $600 a payment. And I don't know if Biden did it, probably because he's pushing people to Texas, making the values go up. But where are you financially? Where are you economically? Are you better off? Because Biden wants you to think you are. KJP wants you to think you are. Are you? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, JoePags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pags Show for your Friday, your Free Speech Friday, whatever's in your mind, fair game. If I know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we'll move on. A lot of people lining up at the phone lines. I wonder, are you economically better off? Now, I will be perfectly honest with you. Carrie, I don't talk about my contract details much.
Yep.
But the last time that I re-signed to do this job, I didn't get a raise. Now, I historically, in my career, have never not gotten a raise. Just because, to me, that shows success. You're bringing value to where you work.
Mm-hmm,
they appreciate the job you do. And we sat down. Now, I know a lot of people got what they were calling a haircut. Have you heard that term when you sign a contract or taking
haircut.
A job? You got a haircut.
So they took a little off the top and
right.
didn't
exactly
give
exactly right.
Yeah, got it.
A lot of people were told, we're going to lower your pay by this amount.
Mm-hmm.
And they used that in negotiating with me to say, hey, we're not even going to ask for a haircut. Just can't give you a raise. I said, you can't give me 2%, nothing? Because generally speaking, the contracts are 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you get a little bit a year. Maybe you get 5%. You get maybe, if you can negotiate well, you get 10% the next year. And so on. Nothing. Flat across the line for all 4 years. But there were some incentives where I could make some more money through sponsorships and whatever else without getting into too much of the nitty-gritty. The reason I bring that up is I did not get a raise. And again, I'm not doing badly. I make a lot of money. I'm doing well, more than I ever imagined that I would back when I was getting into broadcasting 32 years ago. But it doesn't mean that I don't deserve to get a little something extra if I'm bringing value to the company. But then I think about people who either lost their jobs, also didn't get a raise, maybe got a haircut, and we're all dealing with higher expenses. So I financially am doing fine if you ask me, how are you doing money-wise? But I'm not doing as well as I should because the cost of everything is up. Inflation has gone through the roof. Gas prices crazy. Was just told from a great listener in Hawaii that eggs there are $10 a carton.
Whoa,
I mean, you know what I mean?
That is insane. $10?
It's nuts. Because wow. I remember, listen, I don't shop a lot, but I remember them being 99 cents a dozen.
That sounds
so
nice.
I mean, $10. So we're all paying more money, and somebody in my situation didn't get a raise, so my cost of living took a hit. And again, I feel even worse for people who either lost their jobs or they had to take a pay cut or don't make a wage like I make and didn't get a raise. Because some of them, and more people than we've seen in the past decade, maybe since 2008, are living paycheck to paycheck and not really sure how they're going to go and pay this extra expense that popped up out of nowhere. And I feel for them. So I'm not asking you how you're doing financially. I'm asking how you're doing financially compared to how you were doing before all this stuff happened. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. You know, heating bills are on the rise. We're talking about inflation. We're talking about cost of living. Your heating bills are crazy, as much as 200% more than they were. And that's just for this winter. Eden Pure has a Gen 40 heater. They're already helping thousands of people like you save money on their heating bills. At Eden Pure, an advanced heating engineering team has combined an infrared heating system and a convective heating system into one space heater. These two technologies work together to heat a home better than your current furnace, boiler, baseboard heat, and other space heaters. By using two forms of heating technology to heat a room, the Gen 40 heater makes you feel warmer and reduces your heating bills as well. Never be cold again. Save money month after month with Eden Pure. Right now, you can get an additional $50 off the Gen 40 sale price with my discount code. Let me tell you what it is in a second. You've got to go to the website, though, EdenPureDeals.com. It's E-D-E-N, PureDeals.com. The code is PAGS50. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is P-A-G-S, the number 50. That's 50. That gets you free shipping, too. EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code PAGS50. Make it happen right now. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. It is gonna. Let me go to Paul in Minnesota. Paul, what's going on? Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Living the dream, Paul. Talk to me. Let's go.
I'm just calling about the economy. Like, I just pulled in the gas station. I'm on my way home from work. It's gonna cost $100 to fill my truck back up. I'm just really frustrated. I listen to this Joe Biden talk every day. It's like, we're going further in debt. We had all our credit cards paid off. Sometimes I got to fill my truck with a credit card. Eggs are $6 a dozen here. I mean, steak, a ribeye steak, $25. It's insane. And they just keep saying, oh, you guys are doing better. You're doing better. My wife got a 3% raise. I didn't get a raise. And I'm so sick of hearing this. Oh, the economy's booming and we're doing all good and we're not. I got coworkers and friends, they're in the same situation. 2 years ago, I could afford all this stuff. We bought a new truck 2 years ago. We bought a new camper 2 years ago. My wife got a new truck and now we're barely scraping. I'm sorry I get emotional, but it pisses me off. I worked my butt off. And this guy keeps getting on the TV saying how great everything is, and it's not.
Paul, I'm hearing you, and I feel for you, brother. Thank you for calling in. I know that it's tough. I do. I know that it's tough, and I'm sorry. He's lying to you. That's obvious. Paul, Biden is lying to you. He's lying to you on purpose. KJP's lying to you. Because if you just hear Paul's situation, his wife got a 3% raise, which means they had to deal with over 5% inflation every month, even with her raise included. He didn't get any raise at all, so he's dealing with 8.2, 8.5% inflation every month until recently where it allegedly went down. I don't buy it. But it went down to 5%, so they're still underwater. Her raise didn't do anything, unfortunately. And Biden will take a microphone and look at a camera and mumble his way through about how great things are going and about how he fixed the economy, bottom up, middle out, top down. And it's just not true. Because if you're in a situation where taxes are lower, costs are lower, goods are available, you can go and buy yourself a camper or a new truck or whatever. Because you already know you've got the extra money. Suddenly, because of the results of an election, because of horrible management from Janet Yellen and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris down the line, you're now finding yourself in a place, well, I mean, for him to get that emotional, that means he's really scraping by, real world talk. And that sucks. Paul, I hear you. I appreciate you. Thank you. Let me go to Rudy, line 5. Rudy, what's going on? Hi.
JP.
Rudy.
Hey, brother.
Talk to
me. Man, that dude that's sitting up there in that White House, dude, I don't know what the hell he is trying to do or lie or whatever. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. I'm not doing too bad. Well, you know, because I drive truck.
Right.
You know, but I mean, it's getting ridiculous. Eggs that high, meat that high. Then when he gets up there and everybody's doing all right, I don't think so. And when you get whatever her name is, Jacques Strapierre, whatever her name is, she's nothing but a liar.
I don't think her name is Jacques Strap. I'm pretty sure it's not Jacques Strap, Rudy. It's Karine Jean-Pierre. Karine Jean-Pierre.
There you go. Yeah. I must have got the name wrong.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Now, you've been calling the show forever. I know that you're a truck driver. You're a great listener, and thank you for doing that. Do you drive a diesel?
Yes.
Does that cut into your costs, yes, or do you get to write all that off? Because the diesel prices are stupid.
Well, see, I work for the company, so the company has to do whatever they do. You know,
right.
I don't know how they do it, but they do it. You know, because I work for a company, a big
gotcha.
Company.
But the company's expenses are a lot higher because of that.
Oh, yes, yes. Joe, I went to a truck stop here in San Antonio, TA. I think it was TA, one of those ones. And I seen one of those, the deal on there where they, you know, on the pump, $900.
Wow.
$900.
Wow.
Can you believe that? How is anybody supposed to make money when you got to pay that much?
Got to run, Rudy. We love you. We appreciate you calling in. Keep it here. Your thoughts on the economy.
Joe Pags.